Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. If you'd like to donate, we have a PayPal, Cash App. You could even buy me a cup of coffee if you want to do that too as well, folks. Anything you want to give, pray about it first, and everything you want to give is greatly appreciated. We definitely appreciate it here at End Time World News. And if you want to contact us via email, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, this will be a short podcast just as a preference. I've got breaking news here, folks. I've got breaking news. Israel just yesterday launched a full-scale attack on Iran in order to try to wipe out their nuclear capabilities. They bombed them all over the place. I think about 20 or 30 different places and areas all over Iran, trying to wipe out their nuclear capabilities. And also, right now as we speak, Iran is bombing Israel. So the Iron Dome there in Israel is very, very, very busy right now. And so Iran is bombing them with hundreds of bombs right now in Israel. And so that's what's going on. The war has started. And I tell people very openly and honestly, folks, we're going to have a very sincere, God willing, serious conversation here. I've seen both sides, and throughout history, going way back in biblical history, folks, the Jews, as you know, the Israelites, the true Jews, they've always been and always have had a challenge throughout history. And right now, what we're seeing in Israel, and a lot of people get very, very angry. I do apologize right up front what I'm about to say, but people don't understand. A lot of the Jews that are living there are not true Israelites. In other words, they're not really Jews. Okay? They're not real Jews. And what people have to realize is that who's running the country, Benjamin Netanyahu, is nothing but and his cabinet, in other words, his group of people that run the country, is nothing but a Zionist puppet. They're Zionist, and they're pulling the strings. And again, they want to cause problems. And what people don't understand is, listen, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. If Saudi Arabia got PO'd and they decided to turn, and then, of course, Iran, and then you have several other countries over there, Iraq and different countries around there. I know a lot of them countries have been bombed to death, but there are several countries in the region. If they go and they, excuse my language, piss somebody off, they're going to be in trouble. That's what people don't understand. Egypt's also there. They got a little bit of a military. And so that's what people are not understanding, folks. Israel has been bounced out of over 100 countries already for their craziness, their insanity, their religious sacrifices. They should be going by the Torah, but they don't. They go by the Talmud, folks. And the Talmud is basically, I'm just going to say this, the Talmud, and if you ever read the Talmud, I've not really, I've just read maybe a page or two here or there, but I've seen lots of information and read lots of information. The Talmud is based on very ancient Jewish customs that are mostly satanic. I'll give you an example. They'll say Jesus Christ, folks, is fantastic and great, but we don't care about Jesus Christ. We don't even care about you Americans. And that's what really, really hurts, is that we could send 10,000 or 100,000 Americans and all get killed, and the Jewish wars that they keep starting up and starting up and starting up. But in the same token, folks, if one Jew dies, the world's coming to an end. If 100,000 Americans die, well, you know, too bad, so sad. They don't care about us. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to be anti-xenophobic or anti-this or anti-that. I'm just calling a spade, you know. Jews have been thrown out over 200 countries, actually. I think it's more like 200 countries, to be honest. And because they can't seem to get along, they bring their ways and their satanic ways into every country, and they end up getting kicked out, folks. They're not loved. They're not wanted. And I'm talking about the Zionists. I'm not talking about the true Jewish people that we know from the Bible, the Israelites. I'm talking about these Zionist Jews. And you have to understand that, folks. And again, this podcast isn't about beating up on Jews. This is, I'm just simply saying that Iran had nuclear capability. Well, Israel's claiming that they're in the process of destroying that. Well, my question is, if nobody attacks you, why do you have to start a war? And again, Israel has a long-standing history going back thousands and thousands of years of doing stuff like this. You know, when Israel, listen, folks, when Israel was ran by King David, King David committed adultery. He even had, going back to the Bible, he even had one of his men murdered and stuff, so on and so forth. But I'm just saying, you know, you have to understand that Israel's had a history. But going back to King David, at least they tried to be a kingdom that would not just go in and start things. And again, you know, I have to admit, you know, King David was actually Jewish. You know, now you realize what's going on in Israel, and Israel can't ever sit still. They always got to be bombing somebody. They always got to be pulling a false flag on somebody. And I'm not saying Iran didn't do anything. I'm not defending Iran at all. Don't get me wrong here, folks. But what I'm saying is that you have to uncover the veil. You have to throw off pull out the white flag with the blue Jewish star. You have to open your eyes. They cannot be buried in the sand any longer. And so because of these things that are going on, Israel is not always innocent. And this time they started the bombing. They shouldn't have did that. Israel, I'll be honest with you, if Israel doesn't get destroyed this round, there'll be another round where they will. Once Russia or once China, because again, and I'm going back and forth with friends and different associates here in the United States, and I'd mentioned, all Iran has to do is reach out to Russia, and once they pull Russia in, Israel is done. Russia has the capabilities.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I don't care what anybody says, and I have relatives here in the military, in the Air Force. I don't care what anybody says, folks. If Russia gets involved and they put their heavy weight, Israel will be wiped out in a day or two or three. That's it. Probably not even that long. Probably more like 24 or 48 hours. Israel is no more. people don't understand that. They just don't understand that. Iran has their deals. You have Iran's Ayatollah over there. Ayatollah is a religious leader. He's a religious leader. And Ayatollah wants these wars and stuff, and he's motivated and this and that, but he's a religious leader. The people of Iran, just like the people outside of the government in Israel, are good people, folks. They're damn good people. But they don't want a war. I can tell you that. The Iranian people, there's nothing wrong with them. Yeah, you have some crackpots sometimes, folks. You have some people troublemakers. We have them over here in America. We have them all the time. But deep down inside, the rest of us here in America, here in the United States, there's some damn good people here, like there is in any country all over the world. It's just unfortunate sometimes you have crackpots for leaders, you know. And again, over there in Iran, you have a crackpot for a leader. Again, over in Israel with Netanyahu, you have a crackpot. You have a psycho. Both of them psychos want to go at it, you know, and it's like they're going to destroy each other, but Israel will be the first. Why I say that? Because Israel's just a little blip on the map. They can wipe them out, take them out anytime. Iran's huge, folks. It's a huge country. It's not just one of these countries that are 10 by 10 or 10 miles long by 10 miles wide. No, not like Israel. Iran is a very big country. If you look on the map, it's a decent sized country. So let's keep praying that this ends quickly, because I know darn well, again, folks, as I make this podcast, again, I know darn well, again, having a nephew, a very close nephew, that'll probably get called up, have to go. He's with the Air Force, called up, and they're going to suck America into their crap. And I don't like that at all. I am tired of seeing young, innocent men and then now women being sucked into all these conflicts. And now, especially Israel, Gaza's not enough. They got to keep it going, and they got to claim this, they got to claim that. It's all a setup, folks. You have to have critical thinking. All of these things are in place so that they can bring in the Antichrist. And like I said, the Jews truly don't recognize Jesus Christ. They'll say, oh yeah, he's Jesus. Yeah, isn't that great? But blah, blah, blah. They don't recognize Jesus Christ. The Muslims don't recognize Jesus Christ. That the Muslims recognize Jesus Christ, but they don't recognize him as a savior. They recognize him almost as an antichrist. And that's what people have to understand. There's this disconfiguration, this disappropriation, disconfiguration, lack of understanding and critical thinking of what the heck is going on in the world. It's not what's going on, folks. Is not real. It's just a game the globalists want to push, this narrative of Jesus is coming within the next week or two. They want to start not through God's natural surroundings and God's natural will. They want to push revelation. They want to do everything the book of Revelation says. It's like, here's Revelation, the playbook. Oh, we got to do this. We got to do that. There's got to be a mark of the beast. There's got to be this. They want to push this stuff, not let it happen naturally. And they want to push it in their time frame. These elitists and these globalist folks are out of control. Somebody will say, well, who's the globalist? I don't want to get into name calling or gossip, but I'll just mention a couple here real quick. The Rothschilds family, based out of Europe. They hide over there in Switzerland. They're based out of Europe, folks. They control the world, basically. They have their finger in everything. They don't have billions of dollars. They have trillions with a T. The most richest family in the world is the Rothschilds family. Then you have a few rungs below that. Then you have the Rockefellers. Rockefellers are almost there towards a trillion in assets, but they're right underneath the Rothschilds family. And from that, you go 10 steps down or so, you have George Soros. He's got billions and billions of dollars. You have Bill Gates. You have all of these people there. The King of England. You have the prince over there that's taken over Saudi Arabia. They're all in it. They're all globalists, folks. They're all globalists. And that's who's truly running the world. Say, you gotta understand, folks, we're just temporary here. God has to allow Satan to run the world. There's certain events that have to happen, although man is creating them, man is pushing them, man is accelerating the process. You have to understand this. Man is accelerating the process. This was all due and written in the book of Revelation, starting in Revelation 1 and moving forward. And this is all in the book of Revelation in the New Testament. It all has to happen, but man is accelerating the process. Will Jesus come back? Absolutely. Do I have faith in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Is he going to come back tomorrow? Nobody knows. But these globalists want to accelerate the process and wipe out the world in the sake of green energy or this or that. They want to mark the world and they want to blow up and bomb every major city and make 15-minute cities here in the United States and all over the world. There's a very evil plot. Do they care if they wipe out a billion? No, that's not enough. We're approaching, folks, we're at 7.5. We're approaching 8 billion people in the world. That's why they did this vaccine. They did the vaccine in order to depopulate. I don't ever talk about that. I'll talk about that on another podcast. They did the vaccine to depopulate, knowing it would kill millions and millions of people. And what do you think happened globally? It killed millions and millions and millions of people because it altered the gene. Did I take the vaccine? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I prayed and prayed. Everybody in my family up north in Michigan did just about 3 and 4 times. They're sick every 2 to 3 months, sick with this, sick with that. They have all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses, and I pray for them. But again, what you have to see is you have to open up your eyes. This bombing of Israel started in Iran, and now the counterstrike, Iran bombing Israel. This is not going to end good for anybody, folks. This could be the very well start of World War III. I've been saying it for months and months and months. Knowing Israel would love to get us killed in a war, because you think the Israelis want Jewish soldiers killed? Oh, heck no. Heck no. They would rather have the world killed than any one Jew. That's how they are, folks. You have to understand that, you know. Again, Zionists are actually over there, and they're running Israel, and they've been running the world for a long, long time, for over 30, 40, 50 years or more. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated, folks. I'm Eric Erb. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless you. That's it for today. Bye for now. See ya. Bye.